Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome everybody, Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. My dearest of friends, my homie, we go way back.
Yeah, we do.
Dr. Mindy Pels with us today. Dr. Mindy is a chiropractor. She graduated from Palmer West in 96 and practiced in the San Jose area from 96 to 2022, 26 years. And then she kind of hit on something, and she hit on something which was women's health, and hit on something which was all about regulation and deregulation of the body and how to bring all of, you know, what's normal, what's natural, what's chiropractic, right, inside out, to the world. So on a women's health level, and is the author of three books, writing a book right now, and cookbooks, and all kinds of things, and just doing amazing things on social media, amazing things for women, but amazing things for chiropractic, which we'll get into. So welcome, Mindy. It's great to
see you. Oh, thank you. It's so fun to be here with you, Ron. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Absolutely. You know, we haven't talked in just a little bit. You know, I think we were with each other. I don't know whether it was like in
the fall, I think.
Yeah, it was the fall. Yeah. But it's just great to see you. And I know you've been all over and I've been all over. But man, let's jump into it. Because I could just start off by going, what up? You know, like, what's up? what's going on? Tell me.
What's up is a very loaded question. I mean, I think my latest what's up is the book I'm currently working on right now started with this evolutionary question called "What's the purpose of menopause?" Fast Like a Girl, we're now, that was my flagship book that just took off in 2022, which is why I closed my practice. We've almost sold 1 million copies of that book. And what I did with that book is I had a question in my mind of why can't people lose weight? And I saw it in my practice all the time, like, why are people not losing weight? Why are people coming in with all these symptoms? There's like, people used to come in with one symptom and now they're coming in with 10. What's going on? And that's when I really discovered that we had two metabolisms. We didn't just have one. We had another one that we activated when we started fasting. So what I'm doing now, what's up now, is answering, why do women live 42.5% of their entire life, if they're lucky, in menopause? We know as chiropractors, nothing in the body is designed by mistake. So why would evolutionary reason why we would be left 42% of our life without a reproductive system? Yeah. And this new book that I'm putting out, it's called Age Like a Girl, is answering that question. And I now know why.
I love it. But you know, it's so interesting too, because I think that the way our world, our sick care world has evolved is that there's never an answer. It's mm-hmm. like, there's always something wrong, right? It's always the negative, right? Instead of saying, no, there is an answer and it's always right. I mean, the body is designed to, you know, to work. It's designed, it's a self-healing, you know, self-replicating organism that knows what it's doing. It's got an innate intelligence and understands it, right? But the minute you start asking those questions, it's like, wow, you know, it's just the body.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, you're at the base of the mountain. You just start climbing, and every level you go, the view changes, right? And
that's
it
right.
gets even cooler and cooler, you know?
Yeah.
So a sneak peek into it, you know, because listen, like you said, Fast Like a Girl, was incredible. I remember you ran it by Mary and I, showed us the cover and said, "What do you think?" And and I'm thinking like fast like a girl. Is it you want to
Yeah, a
run?
lot of people thought it was that. I know.
But I thought it was great. And listen, it's taken off. I told you, I was in India walking through a bookstore, and there it was, because there's no more bookstores here, right? I mean, a few Barnes and Nobles. And it was so cool to see you. And then Ireland. Remember, I told you I was in Ireland, and I walked in and said, Mindy Pell's Fast Like a Girl. And she said, oh, we've been sold out forever, and we're trying to get more in. And every time they come in, they go right off the. I mean, you hit
So
it, because you've answered questions that people have had for so long that they've been told, your body doesn't work. They've been sold a bad bill of goods,
That's
let's face it.
exactly right. You know, it's interesting. My chiropractic brain has served me so well. I actually had in amongst all the interviews that I've had with Fast Like a Girl, I had a woman interview me from the USA Today. And she's like, "Can you tell me what's up with chiropractors? Because whenever I interview a chiropractor, they make so much sense." And I said, "Yeah, because you have to understand, and this is a big thing that I think as chiropractors, we really have to get forward, is that we were taught every single organ system, every single science system was taught through the lens of the body doing the right thing at the right time. So when you start from that principle, nothing, even going without food, it's like, what, wow, you go without food and all these healing switches turn on? Like, it just, to our chiropractic brains, it's like, of course, that makes so much sense." So with Age Like a Girl, I started to dive into something called the grandmother hypothesis. And the grandmother hypothesis is actually an evolutionary explanation for why women live so long in their post-reproductive years. And the simple answer is that when our reproductive system shuts down, we actually get energy back. So that's the first thing,
Makes
right? Like,
sense. Makes
yeah, but
sense.
who's, I mean, the culture is like, oh, I can't think, I'm exhausted, I'm gaining weight. You're in a transformation where your whole reproductive system is shutting down and you're going to be given a whole boatload of energy back. And back in the hunter-gatherer days, where that energy went is it went to three areas: fitness, cognition, and social capabilities. And it was important that it went there because it was the grandmothers that went out to forage for food. So this is going to sound really sexist, and this doesn't mean you have to be a grandmother, but this is what the hunter and gatherers did, is the men went off for a big kill. They came back with that big kill 3% of the time, which is about one day out of the month. The women who were birthing babies, nursing babies, taking care of babies stayed back at the cave. So it was the grandmother that had to use her new post-reproductive energy to go forage for food and bring food back. And in that, I actually reached, I don't know if I told you this, I reached the American anthropologist. Her name is Kristen Hawkes, who is the champion for this hypothesis. And I brought her on my podcast and I got to ask her all kinds of questions. She went and lived with the Hadza tribe in Tanzania. Women are still living this way. And she and one of the top female brain researchers are now saying that we don't think as humans we would have continued forward as a species if it wasn't for the grandmother, because the grandmother brought food back in the absence of the big kill. So there's so much that we get back in these postmenopausal years that make our life amazing. Yet that's not what we're being told right now. We're being told you're suffering, put some cream on, you're suffering, maybe take an antidepressant. And what Age Like a Girl is going to say is, oh, no, you're not suffering. You're actually stepping into the best version of you. So let's get her ready so that she can start to change the world.
Okay, so it makes total sense, obviously. And the body is meant, we always ask what's right with the body, not what's wrong with the body, right? What's right with the situation, not what's wrong. So instead of being reactive as a chiropractor or the chiropractic mindset, it's about being proactive, right? Or, good. What do we, what is your body telling us, right? That kind of thing. So we have a subluxation in our environment. We have a subluxation in our air. We have a subluxation in our food, that we're eating, in our water tables, right? That are growing toxic, bringing toxicity into the things that we're eating, and then we even have a subluxation in what's organic and what's not organic when you really look at the food that's coming in based on, the FDA requirements and all that other stuff, right? That they can make organic Cheerios, I mean, it's just crazy.
It's
So
crazy.
what happens around that?
Well, here's the big thing is we are literally at an evolutionary mismatch with this transformation that happens to women. So we go into our 40s, into our perimenopausal years. We're eating the wrong foods. We are super stressed out. We have environmental toxins everywhere. And so our bodies, instead of going through this natural process with ease, puts up a really big fight. So now we have brain fog and we're hot and, night sweats and we're gaining weight. All those symptoms are just an indication that the environment in which we're living in right now is a mismatch to this menopausal moment. So, like in Age Like a Girl, I lay out what I call an Age Like a Girl toolbox. So, let me give you one of them. I've did a ton of research on ketones, and ketones are neuroprotective. They can actually block neurons from oxidative stress. So they can protect you from mold, they can protect you from phthalates and BPA plastics and heavy metals. So when we look at how a menopausal woman should be eating or when she should be eating, whatever she should be doing, she should be getting these ketones so she can protect her neurons in her brain. Same thing with exercise. Rucking has become incredibly important. Well, if you think about it, with rucking, you put a weighted vest on that forces the body to hold on to calcium and phosphorus. And so, in a time when a woman who's sitting or maybe, doing Pilates or something really simple at the gym, she should actually put a weighted vest on and go walk long distances. Like, we have to start to replicate what these grandmothers in these hunter-gatherer tribes did. Instead, we're at a complete mismatch.
So a typical thing, right? And I don't know if it's right or wrong or indifferent, but someone's gaining weight when they go through menopause or menopause. I mean, I mean, you got to come on to the other side sometime,
Someday I will.
and
Someday I will. I know.
help my team out,
Someday.
and so they gain weight during menopause. Their estrogen changes, things shift, da da da. Normal response. It's going to be a normal. We know everything is positive because of how the body works, but is it working because of the environment and trying to do it? Is it protecting itself, or is it actually what's supposed to be happening?
No, you shouldn't be gaining weight during menopause. What happens is its estrogen goes down. She has a whole set of neurochemicals she takes with her. So I call them her girl gang. I'm like,
Love it.
estrogen leaves the building and she takes her girl gang with her.
Love it.
So when we're talking about menopause in the culture, we're only talking about estrogen and progesterone. But you also become more, you become less sensitive to glucose and insulin. You produce less collagen. You make less dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, glutamate, GABA, BDNF, oxytocin. You have a whole neurochemical shift that happens. So if you didn't get the memo that you need to be bringing down your carbohydrate load, that you need to be getting these ketones more, that you need to change your exercise, oxytocin is fascinating because our whole oxytocin system shifts. So no longer do we want shallow communication. We want deep communication and connection because we need oxytocin in different ways. So the problem with the weight gain, with the brain fog, with all of that is that nobody got the memo that this whole neurochemical shift happened. And so therefore, there needs to be a whole life shift that happens.
But the memo they got was, or that they're getting, it's normal.
Yes.
It's normal.
No,
Oh, you're
oh.
putting weight on in the midsection. It's normal. This is what happens when people go into menopause. It's
It's
so
insane.
freaking insane, and it's irritating, that and the cool thing is this, is that everything you're talking about, you don't have to go out and buy.
No, it's all inside
you. It's all there. It's right here.
You know, one thing I found, you'll love this because you're a master at this. So I looked at all the qualities of these grandmothers in these hunter-gatherer times, and I mapped it to all the neurochemicals that we are losing. One of the neurochemicals that we lose is acetylcholine. Mm-hmm. Acetylcholine is for memory. And so here we have all these aging women going into Alzheimer's. You know how you can bring acetylcholine back? Through storytelling.
Nice.
So how many times do women go in, like all of a sudden they go into their aging years and we stop listening to them? But actually we were designed to be the wise elders of the community and tell stories about our upbringing. And that brought our neurochemical balance back. That's a simple free tool. Yeah. And this, it's so chiropractic. It's like everything is doing the right thing at the right time. I just started to map all these things together to figure out, oh, here's the neurochemical loss. And here's what the grandmothers in the primal days did. Let's map those together and put them in a modern lens.
Love it. And society-wise, we shut it out. You know, society-wise, we don't look to our elders for those stories. We do when they reach like their 90s and we're curious.
That's right.
But
That's right.
We move out of the house. Right. We're not in the same hut, so to speak. Right. They're not gathering for us. Right. They're kind of parked somewhere and they're just living their life playing mahjong with other women their age or in a living community, other people their age. And they get visited every once in a while. And instead of, and I'm being gross when I say that, but, you know, that's kind of like the picture.
Well, sometimes
instead of going to being with them every day, asking them, you know, honoring them, and listen, yes, we do things differently. You know, like my Sydney recently, you know, she asked me last year, she said, Daddy, have you been watching my reels? Mm-hmm. And I looked at her and said, what's a reel? I don't know what a reel was on Instagram. And she looks at she looks at Mary, you know, and goes, Mom, will you please show him? So now every morning I look at her reels. It's just part of my discipline. Right. And I love them, but it's like we expect certain things, but we don't necessarily ask and we don't necessarily honor the traditional things that you'll find in other cultures.
And
it leads me to a question. When the grandmother theory, Maven, I can't think of her name, who you interviewed, you know, when she goes to these other tribes and she sees that happening, even like in India and other places where you move in with the parents, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and the grandparents are still there. Mm-hmm. Is there something different happening with those aging menopausal women?
You know, the biggest one is Japan. And we all know about the Okinawa women. They form moais. And a moai is where you bring together, the women share resources. So if a husband gets lost, you know, or dies, then they all start sharing houses. They share meals. They share stories. And so there's a coming together. The HRT rate in Japan is 4%. In America, it's cresting 50%.
Crazy.
So here we are at this, the body is going through this natural process and yet we're not honoring it. And so that's why we have to medicate it, because we're not listening to what needs to happen, whereas other cultures are doing that. So the Hadza tribe in Tanzania that Kristen Hawkes went to, she talks about how much these grandmothers, they meet, check this out, they meet at 6 a.m. every morning around the tribe. And they go out, they take the little kids with them, because the toddlers and maybe the 4 and 5 year olds, and they go and forage for food for 7 hours every day. I don't even know how many miles that is, but they go walk and they grab a bunch of these tubers, which are like sweet potatoes and sunchokes. They put them on baskets, they put them on their back, and then they come back. And it's a 7 hour round trip every day. And then they cook them, and then they sit around the fire, they serve it to the clan, and then they tell stories and impart wisdom. Do we do that? No.
We don't even spend, listen, my takeaway was, yes, food, yes, foraging. They spend time with the young ones.
Yes, yes.
And to me, it brings to me a question, you know, you watch how grandparents, and you'll be there pretty soon, but you watch
how
grandparents, and I watch my wife, you know, how our grandkids are so magnetically attracted to her, or even as the young ones. You know, we've got like a 3-month-old or 2-month-old right now, and a 5 or 6 month old. And if they're kind of whatever, you know, my daughters could just give them to my wife, and they energetically change. And it's not Mary for being Mary. It's something that's chemically, biochemically, transosmotically happening that makes that
So,
click.
and it's also happening to Mary. This is the
Yeah, that's what I'm
point.
saying.
Yeah. Like,
Both.
it's going both ways. And this is the grandmother hypothesis. So Mary's telling the story. She's imparting her wisdom. And in the research that I found, one of the things that we see is that now Mary has purpose. Mary's getting acetylcholine. Mary's getting serotonin. She's getting oxytocin. But because her language is more sophisticated than your grandchildren's, they believe that it was the grandmother that imparted not just the wisdom, but also up-leveled language, and which grew the human brain. So they literally believe that it's from the grandmother hypothesis that it was women who not only kept the species going, but we contributed to brain development by turning around and telling stories with a more vast language that grew the brains of the children in the clan.
It's like perfect.
It's
It is a
perfect.
perfect, it's a perfect scenario, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable, and it's so natural.
It is
And
so natural.
I
And it
mean,
benefits both. So
yeah.
like when I found the acetylcholine research, I was like, oh my God, whenever I get with my 85-year-old mom, I need to ask her to tell me a story. Because not even if it's a story I've heard 1,000 times, but it's gonna give her acetylcholine for her memory and a little hit of dopamine and serotonin. Like, that's what I need to do in her presence for her benefit. But we don't think like that.
We don't. And the symbiosis that's there
Yes.
is so beautiful, you know? And I have to tell you this, and I tell you, I'm just going to speak to you just from myself now. You know, I feel at times I was feeling very guilty because when I would be around my grandkids and Mary would be around them, she just wanted to be around them, you know? And not that she wouldn't share them with me, because she does, but she probably has the kids in her arms 80% of the time to my 20%, right? And it was almost like, and I'm looking at my daughters, because you know, I have 3 daughters, and I'm thinking like, do they not think that I don't want to be around the kids? But I want to let Mary, I just see this joy that emanates from her, you know. And truth be told, I enjoy my grandkids when they get to be like, you know, 3 and 4, when I can take them out and go do stuff, and you know, and take them hunting. I'm teasing, but you know, in that metaphor that you talked about, right?
Now that makes sense to your for
But
your testosterone.
yeah, but now it makes sense to me with Mary or any woman why they just want to be there. They just want to be around it, you know, without consciously knowing it, they're being fed. That, you
So,
know, their hormones are just being fed, right?
check this out. I dove into the oxytocin system of a postmenopausal woman. Do you know that one of the ways to prevent osteoporosis is to get more oxytocin for a woman? Because we have oxytocin receptor sites in our bones.
There you go.
So what Mary's doing is feeling it in her bones. I hold my grandchild, I'm getting oxytocin. She's literally preventing osteoporosis. But when a woman says, I feel it in my bones, like, believe her. But the oxytocin system changes, and we go and we gotta find it and crave it and get it when we go into those postmenopausal years. So Mary's a great example. She's doing it exactly, intuitively, innately, because not just, you think like, oh, it's so fun to be a grandmother, but she's doing it for herself, whether she's aware of it or not.
Yeah, survival. It's
For
truly what it
survival,
is. It's part of the mechanism, you know? And of course it goes on, you know, unsaid. I want to ask you what that perfect day is going to look like, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but you know, we don't even have to even say that no matter what someone does, if they're not doing it with an upregulated nervous system, if they're not doing it with a balanced system that can actually handle the eustress and the distress along with it, right? And that's where chiropractic comes into play, right?
That's
Obviously, you're
right.
keeping that system balanced.
Yeah, I just wrote a chapter on this last week because what I found is the autonomic nervous system, because you don't have as many neurochemicals to soften it, you actually, a postmenopausal woman's nervous system is very refined, which means that she can walk into a room and be like, this isn't good. Or she can be in a situation where, or a relationship. I mean, divorces are initiated by women more, like 60 to 70% of divorces are initiated by women after the age of 40. And the reason for that is without all those neurochemicals, that autonomic nervous system is so refined and sensitive. So we got to make sure she doesn't get locked in fight or flight. We got to make sure she can access rest and digest, and nobody can balance that system better than a chiropractor. So once again, we're back at, like, if there's one person that needs chiropractic care more than anything, it's this postmenopausal woman, because she has become this sensitive, intuitive person who's going to be able to tell you she doesn't like you, or tell you that, you know, something's wrong for her. So let's keep her system refined and keep it working right.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about. How do we live? When we talk about living life, right? We should be living 9.5 to 12 times our gestation period. That this is just across the board for mammals now, right? We don't. That would be 90 to 120. And we don't do that on a regular basis. My dad's going to be 99 in like 6 weeks. May 16th, he'll be 99. Right? Still drives. Still driving, and I'm not happy about it per se, but God, I love you. And I understand it. I understand it. You want your freedom to be able to go get your oil changed 8 days a week. I totally get it, and I get it. But it's like people go to me and go, that's a mate, like your reaction, that's a mate. That should be the regu it should
It
be
should
where
be
we
the,
should get. It's like that's where we should be, right? My dad shouldn't be on the upper over here. He should just be, oh yeah, everyone's living like that,
That's right. That's right.
And I want to lead me to this. So, as a postmenopausal woman, just because of the research you've been doing, because listen, I think that even fast like a girl, and all, no matter where you are in your stage of life or your season of life, balance of everything, right? Hormones and everything else is just primary, right?
Oh, yeah,
And
absolutely.
balance of nervous system is the orchestrator. Perfect day for a postmenopausal woman right now, because they aren't out foraging. They aren't, they don't have to go 7 hours to find food, right? Because they can probably do that in an hour, right? But what would be the, how in living in our environment right now, and I'm this is off the cuff, so, what would you say? And you could take it back in 5 days or 3 hours or 2 minutes, it doesn't matter. What would be like that day look like? Because we're so rushed.
It's a great question. I might have to add it now to the book. I still have some
I
time.
don't want to give you more work.
We have to try to mimic what these hunter-gatherer grandmothers did. So early on, we need to get sunlight. So they got up at the crack of dawn. So we need to get up and see the sunrise. That red hue actually turns on our circadian rhythm. We need to go move our bodies, and movement looks different, but a lot of walking. I'm a big fan of the rucking. Put a weighted vest on. So we need to do that. We need to fast. Postmenopausal women do so much better than fast with fasting. So skip breakfast. Maybe you eat your first meal at noon. We need to connect. We need deep connection. So call your bestie, sit with your spouse. Whatever you need to do to have that deep, meaningful connection is really important. We also need solitude. We need times throughout the day that our whole nervous system can just relax, where we don't have a lot of input coming in. And we need to have purpose. So we need to every day feel like we're giving to the community. That, again, grandmother was out getting food to save the whole species. What are we doing every day? And when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling anxious, ask yourself, what purpose do I have? And the purpose might be going to the supermarket and smiling at people. It doesn't have to be a big purpose, but there needs to be purpose sprinkled throughout our days. And it's not that hard, it's just intentional.
Yeah, absolutely. And you earlier you said lowering carbs, right? So obviously that's something that we have to look at. It's interesting because it's like sometimes we hit the bullseye at the right time, at the right place, that kind of deal. And they're saying by 2030, over 50% of the population in the USA will be over 65 years of age. Over
Oh, wow.
50% of the
Wow.
population will be over at 65 or over. This message has got to get out. I mean,
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want the funeral homes to be the busiest places on the planet, or at least in the USA, or North America. It's like this message has got to get out because
Yeah, thank
it
you.
can the body knows what to do. It could switch like that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you thank you for saying that. And this is really, I got really upset with the fact that 5 years ago we weren't talking about menopause. Now we have cultural chaos around menopause, and every woman's being told to patch up and cream up, otherwise, you're gonna go into your Alzheimer's and dementia. And we missed the boat. The boat, you tell a 70-year-old, hey, there was a purpose for your life, an 80-year-old. Like this, the back half, the last third, the third act, as Jane Fonda called it, is the most important time in a woman's life. And it can be in the most important in a man's too. But as women, we actually come into our own. Like this is the moment that we live life on our terms. So we need to understand the game plan for that. And I will say the last thing I'll say on that is that my 85-year-old mom said to me when I told her about Age Like a Girl, she said, "Well, now that's a book I might read." So I must be onto something.
I love it. You might be onto something, Mindy.
I'm like, Mom, if you read it, I never thought about it. All the 80-year-olds out there that might read it. This is a great idea.
it's so interesting because when you look at healthcare providers, right? I'm talking health care providers in all professions. This is something if 65% of our population, or 50% of our population is going to be over the age of 65, we have to read this book.
Thank you.
Male, female, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, for a male doctor, myself, I have to read this book. I have to know what my wife is going through. I
That's
have to
right.
know, and my kids need to know, and everyone needs to know. It's like, when you normalize it, but you make it make sense instead of rationalizing it like the other, people are doing and saying, here's the creams, here's this. It's just normal. You're supposed to be like this. But when you normalize it and you show why, everyone should have this.
Thank you.
Everyone. Believe me, you haven't done this. I need a Dr. Michael Pels or whatever, to be able to do it for the males, right? Because we go through stuff that you probably know about it because I'm sure you find it in your research. But I went through stuff that I had, I was crying watching Bambi, and First Blood, Rambo kind of stuff, instead of like, I'm going like, what is going on with me? Like, what's happening? I didn't feel like I was in my body, and there's stuff that we go through that we have to be able to normalize also,
I will eventually do something for men or for couples. I've thought about doing a hormonal lens for couples, but what we are doing in this book is in the back of the book, there will be two appendices. One is for men, and it's to say, how do you understand your woman, the women in your life that are going through this process? Because a lot of women are like trying to explain themselves and coming up short. And then the other appendices is going to be for healthcare practitioners, so that they therapists, chiropractors, conventional doctors, so that they can understand. Because the conversation on menopause has been completely hijacked by conventional allopathic medicine right now. And so I want to bring evolutionary, innate intelligence back to the conversation.
I
So,
love it. I love it. And we say menopause, but the truth is it's just aging.
That's right.
And we could be aching. And I like that you say menopause because it's a phase that everybody knows about, right? But the truth is like, we can divide our land into different sections, and that's okay. People understand it more, but it's just aging. And it's
It's
aging
changing.
naturally, right? It's really what it is. And
And
Mindy,
we shouldn't be anti-aging. We're all aging. We should be pro-aging.
that's
So
right.
this is like we thought about calling it a pro-aging toolbox, but we're keeping it along the theme. But this is a pro-aging book. This is why you're such a badass as you age.
Yeah, and everyone wants to go anti-aging or
That's
anti,
right.
and the truth is that just creates such a negative connotation, also.
Oh,
It's a very defensive
horrible.
posture, and instead of, no, this is what we're supposed to do. Listen, hey, newsflash, we're not going to be around after 120 or whatever
That's
that
right.
golden time is. And it's like, it's okay. You know, it's called rent control on some level, but it's okay.
Yep.
It's like, just live it to 100% as we've always talked about, right? Like a candle, burn brightly to the very
Oh,
end.
yeah.
Flicker a few times and go out, you know, and as our viewers should know, that a candle gives the same amount of lightness or brightness from the very top when it's this big to when it gets down like this. It's the same brightness that comes out of the wick, you know, same brightness, same energy, and then poof, it just kind of just and goes. And that's how we should be living our lives. Girl, I love you. You know that. I'm so thrilled that, you know, you are on with us today. And
Thank you.
you just, I'm more than anything, I'm thrilled that you're normalizing this, because the greatest gift that we can leave the generations behind is to create normalization, to let them know that there's a bunch of stuff out there. And the truth is like, this is, here's truth. Do with it what you will. And that really everything you talk about doesn't cost anything. Doesn't
No.
cost anything to walk, doesn't cost anything to eat well. It certainly costs nothing. It saves you money to fast, you
That's
know.
right.
All these things that you could start bringing yourself back into balance. And Mindy, thank you. And the last thing I want to thank you for is, you know, since you started this quest and, you know, you left practice, and even before you left practice, actually, you would call me up all the time and constantly saying, hey, I need a chiropractor. I need a chiropractor there. Da, 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 da. You know, you've might have stepped out of the practice of chiropractic as far as like, you know, the day-to-day in there, but you are sending more people to chiropractors literally than anyone I know, because I'm finding them, a lot of them I find for you. But it's just, I love it, you know, that the roots that you have are still sunk in deep, and you're in with so many other communities, and they know who you are and they know what you stand for. And you know,
Thank you.
I love you as the person, not you as whatever labels we all walk
Yeah,
around with,
thank
but I
you.
love you as a person. So
Yeah.
thank you so much. And thanks, Sequoia, for allowing us to have this time together. And yeah,
Thank you.
just know that
Yeah.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah, appreciate you. I love you so much, Ron. And yeah, I mean, I was raised in within the Oberstein, Ron Oberstein Brain University. So thank you for
Well,
everything that you've
you've
done.
totally gone way beyond my brain.
Thank
So I love watching you, you know.
you.
And to our viewers, thank you. Thanks for coming in, week out. You know, these Life West Leadership Lines, we drop them every other week. The opposite weeks, we do our Life by Life West, which is a different crowd. But, you know, I'm telling you right now that there are people who need this. And I am telling you, I am urging you, when the pre-release comes out for this book, order 10 copies. Minimal, because there are people in your life that need to hear this, need to read this, need to see the normalization of this, right? And I guarantee you will get rid of them. Mindy, I will tell you this, just today, I just found out you're the number one, besides if they have books in our bookstore right now that have to be bought for class,
Yeah.
you have the number one book that leaves our shelves. It's the
Wow,
Fast Like
that's
a Girl. It's the number one book. I was just told that today, because I told
wow.
someone, I got Mindy on, and they said, oh, I got to tell you this. And he runs the bookstore. It was just incredible.
Thank you.
Please share this. And I know you will, because it's such great stuff. And there are people who need to hear this, you know? So, but the biggest thing is just keep spreading love, keep loving yourself. You remember that we are all much greater on the inside than we were ever led to believe. And we just have to let people know that. So from Dr. Mindy and myself, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll see you on the next Life West Leadership Line. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining
us
us today,
and
for the
for the
love,
love, commitment,
commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.